Hello dear friend, I am AOP Olagunju. I welcome you to another insightful episode of The Moment of Change. In this episode, I'll be sharing with you on what I've captioned The Egypt Within. We are where we are in life because of the thoughts that dominate our hearts. Where a man lives in life is not as important as what lives within him. Many have left their Egypt, but Egypt is still living inside of them. To move from fear to faith, mediocrity to excellence, poverty to prosperity, or from failure to success, we must first let go of those old thoughts that have held us down for so long. We must not allow the experiences of the past to influence our decisions, determine our choices, or define our future. The greatest problem of the Israelites was not the fact that they lived in the land of Egypt. Their greatest problem was that they refused to let go of the memories of Egypt even after they had left Egypt. They were too blinded by their past experiences that they could not understand what God was doing. Neither could they see where He was taking them. The distance between you and your destiny is measured by the position of your heart. A man can be very far away and yet that close because of the place of his heart. Even though the children of Israel had left Egypt and facing the direction to the promised land, they were closer to Egypt than they were to Canaan, because that was what occupied their hearts. Friend, until a man is delivered in his heart, he is not completely delivered in life. If we do not reposition our hearts to focus on the colorful future that awaits us, there is little or nothing God can do to help us. You see, mental torment is worse than physical torment. Until you are mentally free, you are not totally free. This is why the majority of the children of Israel died in the wilderness, because they could neither comprehend the idea of the promised land nor retain it in their imagination. What the Egypt mentality does to a man is that it either keeps pulling him back in life or just keep him at the same spot. But you don't have to go back or remain at the same spot. You can change the course of your destiny to the right direction today if you will redirect your focus to think more on what God is doing and where He is taking you. I hope that this message helps to renew your mind and also transform your life. And I pray that you will not be destroyed in the wilderness of life. You will reach your promised land. Thank you for listening to this message. And until the next time when I shall be coming your way again, keep on changing levels. Bye for now.